This call is being recorded.
I called from my phone so that way it wouldn't play the music.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah.
You didn't announce yourself? Unacceptable.
But it is recorded.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for July 15th, 2025 at 6 o'clock p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence for remembrance of our servicemen and women. Okay, please be seated.
Roll call. Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Kathy Brock.
Here.
And Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
All right, I need approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of June 17, 2025. And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of June 17th, 2025.
I make a motion to approve Finance and Audit Committee meeting and the regular board meetings. Warrants of June 17th, 2025.
Second.
All right. Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, warrants none, awards of contracts none. Let's move on to new business. Discussion for approval of service agreement with Platinum Strategies, Inc. for accounting services. Current accounting firm is Edie Bailey.
Okay.
Anybody?
I'll take the lead on this.
Okay.
So we have a contract that was starting on July 1st from Edie Bailey, and their services went up $4,600 a month, $55,000 a year. So we have already been in discussions with Joshua of Platinum Services, and he gave us a quote of $35,000 per year. So basically we're saving $20,000 a year. He has knowledge of our water district, and I believe we should move forward with the new.
So we need an action item on this, guys. We need a...
Yes.
Do we have a...
Excuse me real quick. You're right here, you're organized, I mean, you're associated with this.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying we're not gonna pay for no travel time or mileage?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm traveling quite a bit, so someone else paying for that one. No.
I'm just wondering, okay.
Yeah.
Just $35,000 a year.
That's what we're looking at, yes, sir.
Okay. You want a motion or something?
Yeah, we need a motion.
Melissa. I'll make a motion to accept. Approval of service agreement with Platinum Statistics Incorporated for accounting services.
A second.
Motion to accept the service agreement with Platinum Strategies Incorporated for accounting services made by Director Davis, second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, discussion action item for approval of resolution 2025-03, fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 2025 and 2026.
standby fees that go on all properties. Not all properties, there are some that are exempt. It's the same rates that have been in place since 1987, I believe. We sent out notices to everyone letting them know that this meeting was taking place, and then just if the board approves.
Yeah, these are the same rates that we've been paying for the last few years on our taxes. There's no new rates. I pay them on my taxes because I don't have a water meter on my property. Is that why you gentlemen are here?
I was curious what it was.
Yeah, it's a standby. If you have a property and you don't have a water meter on it, there's a standby rate for people that don't have water meters.
That just goes on property tax.
It's on your property tax. There's a if you do you have a board package you could show them the.
Yeah, there's a couple board packets up there.
Okay.
If you grab one of the board packets over there and you go to tab 2, it'll kind of show you what it looks like on your APN number.
If you know your APN, you can find it in here. Most of them are.
Most of them are like $10 a year.
Is that what you're here for too?
$15 a year.
I just got the post. I have the Dollar General across the street, or up the street, and I got all the information in from Riverside and everything, so I just came up to listen before I go to the other presentations.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't know.
You're more than welcome to stay.
I mean, I didn't know if I should be here or not. I just
no, you're good. Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you can come to the meeting anytime you want.
Right.
Well,
it just depends on how big your property is. If you just have a small lot, it should be like $15 or $10 a year.
Right.
If you have acreage, right, then it could be 30, 40, 50. It just depends on how much property you have. That's how it's assessed.
And that money goes towards getting a meter?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a standby charge that goes to
the property.
Yeah, it goes. Does it go, Michael? Does it go to the water company?
It says Cabazon Water District shall be solely liable and responsible and will defend, identify, and hold the county and this office harmless from any liability as a result of claims or claims for refunds or related interest due to the filed tax payers against any assessment fees charges. So basically it does, let me read a little bit more. Beginning July 1, 1997, all existing new and increased assessments shall comply with this article. Notwithstanding the foregoing, the following assessments existing on the effective date of this article shall be exempt: any assessment imposed exclusively to finance the capital cost or maintenance and operations expenses for sewer, water, flood control, drainage systems, and subsequent increases shall be subject to produce. So basically, yes, it kind of covers all the facilities in the Cabazon service area.
It's like a general fund.
Yes.
It doesn't really go to the water company.
So is that what's going to be going on the 22nd with the IEFD that they're going to talk
about?
No,
that's something totally different. That's a county thing.
Right, that's the same assessment because it says the same thing.
It's what they're going to use
the money for, like curbs and licenses.
Yes, what they're going to try to do, we're on that board too. Some of us are on that board too.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to try and do is they're going to try and pull like a loan from the government for future taxes to build infrastructure for Cabazon. So they're gonna basically ask the state of California for a loan for maybe 50 years worth of taxes to put in sewer systems or to put in the storm drain system or put in sidewalks.
Right.
Or, you know, lights, whatever.
Lights and all that, yeah.
That's going to be for.
Maintain the fire department or maintain the park.
Yeah, whatever they try to figure out they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So that's what that meeting is going to be for that on that date.
All right. One question. Very good.
Okay. Do we have any other discussions about that?
No, we just send out cards every year. It's the same thing every year. So if you have any questions, you want to just...
Hi, sir.
Public information, and that's all it's about.
Is my APM number on there?
Yes. Well, no, because you have water meter.
No, I think a lot of the properties over in that area, they hadn't been done 1 year, so I guess they can't just put them on, like they can't just add these fees on there. I believe all the properties in the Jensen area are not on here.
If they have a water meter, they shouldn't be on there.
I believe if they have a water meter, it's a $10 charge, not a $30. There's still a small fee.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says on here on the...
Yeah, we don't get screwed.
I don't know. If you know your APN, you can look to see what's in there.
I don't know it by heart, but
I've
got it.
Okay.
I don't like
Let's move on to old business.
This is a resolution.
Perfect timing, sir.
We need a resolution. We got to make a decision.
Oh, do we need to make a decision on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the one that we did.
Can't make the decision.
I know.
Yeah, but it's for the resolution. It's to approve the resolution 2025-03.
We need to approve or not approve this resolution.
The one.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you guys want to do. Anybody?
I motion to approve the resolution 2025-26.
2025-03, that's the resolution.
Zero.
I'll second.
Motion to approve resolution 2025-03, made by Director Perez and seconded by Board Vice Chair Brock. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
No.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Yeah, huh?
That was very good.
Okay. Yeah, that's the old
business. All right, old business. Discussion updates with San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Director Sarah Wargo.
Here we go.
So let's see. I'm sorry I've missed the past two meetings. I've been handling, you know, my father's estate, so I've been out of town.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody else came and gave you guys any updates at all.
No.
Okay. Last meeting they voted on the tax rates, and for the sixth year in a row they decided not to raise the tax rates for the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, so kept it the same. And then the next use, and I don't want to steal any of Michael's thunder here, but the Hella hydrant, right? Like it worked. We saw. I don't know if everybody saw. I wasn't in town when it happened, but
no.
They used it a little bit, but they didn't use it as much because it was on that side of Banning, so they were just pulling out of the ponds and stuff up in Banning.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we were waiting for these two. These two are being built. One in Pobbitt Flats and one in Twin Pines, but they're just being built right now.
So they came down a couple times and pulled out of it.
Yeah. And I heard the one thing I heard about that was that there was too much dust.
Right.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you're going to talk about that, but I think we have 30 feet of rock and they're going to
expand it. They're going to try and go 100 feet all the way around.
100 feet of rock all the way around. I did hear from Ruben Gonzalez. He's Yixton's like right hand guy. He said that they were great and they used it a few times and it came in clutch. And I had to ask my son, but that's a good thing. So it's like, okay. So that's the direct quote. It came in clutch. And other than that, we did get Riverside County Flood Control did allocate for a seventh one, and that's going to be up on the Banning Bench. So
oh, good.
That'll
good
be the last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the apple fire. Other than that, any questions?
They talked about the golden mussels or whatever
last time.
Yeah. Yeah, I had requested that to be on that, and I missed that meeting, so I have read through the stuff. Yeah, the golden mussels are coming down the state water project, so it's basically these dime-sized mussels that are coming They're coming in from like the Delta, where boats are coming in. They're bringing, they're on the bottom of a boat and it's coming in. They are intrusive to the systems. So yeah, as they'll start to pile onto the systems. Colorado River has the zebra mussel.
Right.
California State Water Project now has the golden mussel. It's not here yet. It's nowhere near us towards the drip meter towards the end.
I mean, towards you guys, because we don't have that water here.
Well, you're not part of the area.
Yet. We just paid
yet.
For it. We don't
I
have
I
could
get water. Look at the hella hydrants. Come
it.
On. I know.
You live here.
I know. We got those gaps. We can find some more grants. I mean, come on.
Just giving you our time.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. Anything else? That's all I know has been going on so far. So. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Very good.
I have a different car for the time being. Yeah. Yeah. So. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, community involvement.
None at this time.
Okay.
They are having some youth summer event on the 18th. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but they gave us this little flyer. It's
at
3 o'clock. It says a day of fun, enjoy a puppet show, crafts, and a light lunch, and that's at the community center.
Oh, is that for all ages of kids, or is it just for...
I'm not sure. It doesn't have a website or anything. It doesn't say. I'm going to post this in the window. We just had a lot of stuff in the window, so I didn't until it got a little cleared out, and then I'm going to...
Is that by the church?
No, it's at 50390 Carmen. I think that's the community center, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
what
day? It's on the 18th. 18th. Yeah.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock. If you want to take a picture, just go.
All right. Next, we have public comments. Do we have any public comments?
What happened to CWD operations report?
Oh, yeah.
Can we pass that up?
It should be on there.
Oh, gosh. Darn it.
Sorry. He was
trying to break records.
He was playing with me.
Do you have a report?
I have a couple comments. So the first item was regarding the Hilla hydrant. So we had Gavin Gwynn of Channel 3 News in Palm Springs conducted a news interview at the Hilla hydrant Tank 1 site. And we talked about the impact of the current fires in the area that started on Sunday, June 29th. I believe that was in Banning. So they interviewed me. They interviewed Larry Smith of the San Antonio Pass Water Agency and Glenn Chavez of the, he's a contract installer. So that was played on the news. It was following Monday night. And I believe, Terry, you said you saw that?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
So this gives them more information about the success of the Hilla hydrants. And another item on the Hilla hydrants is Fire is requesting additional rock around both Hilla hydrants to prevent dust from being from dust during the snorkeling procedure, and the additional preventative dust measures will be at the contractor's expense, no cost to the Cabazon Water District. And the next item is that auditing started on June 18th, 2025. Jonathan is the lead auditor of Brown and Associates and will present the preliminary audit on August 19th. At the next board meeting, and I believe the final audit is presented in October. And hooligans are on the rise again. Cabazon Water District did experience a rear parking lot intrusion, and they only stole one small toolbox with a few pipe wrenches and crescent wrenches, value estimated about $300.
Did the alarm go off?
No, it did not. They came over a little section where the little walk gate is, where we have spikes on top, and the voice down camera, because it has just a small window of opportunity to catch it, it came over, and he came over undetected and went behind the vehicle, and all you could see was his hoodie popping up just a little bit. So we did mention it to our vendor, Bay Alarm, and they tested it, said it's working. And we requested a second voice down camera, which they just finished the installation today, to make a better coverage. So the only thing they got was just a small toolbox. Well, and then the one thing, Bay Alarm did install a second voice down camera for an additional $150
a month. Sir, there's some water right over there. Oh, okay.
And they did waive the $2,700 installation fee.
Oh, that's so nice.
They did, yeah, because their equipment didn't work in our time of need. And next item is the grant applications through the San Antonio Pass Water Agency even filed for backup generators at Well 1 for $289,000. That's for 375 kW. That's to run our well up there at Well 1. And the district office will need a backup generator, and we had an estimate for that. That was $105,000. When we have those Edison PSPS events. Last year we had two events where it was like back-to-back weeks where we didn't have power for 2 days each instance. And if that continues and the hell hydrants need water and your wells aren't running, so that'll be...
Did the wells go down?
Our reservoirs handled enough. They were full, so it didn't affect operations, no.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't affect it. But if they have it for any more length of time, then we will need to back up generators.
Or if they had to fill up the hell hydrants.
Right, right. Yeah.
That would be a big deal.
If it was a combination of an Edison PSPS event and a fire, your well's not running and you're drawing water out of your reservoir and the community's using water, that's when you could get in a little bit of trouble. So
yeah. That's
why you need the backup generators. And Supervisor Gutierrez does realize that. So I think San Antonio Pass is doing a mass request for all the waters within the water districts within in their jurisdiction. But we had already gotten quotes prior to that, so we were
ahead of it.
Yeah, we have all our supporting documentation. And we did have two well efficiency tests that were performed on Monday, because Edison no longer performs those free of charge. They ended that program. So I had to hire a contractor. He came out and did them. So it costs $330 for the meter test and $350 for the well test. So those will be done on a continuous basis. And then the last item is our most exciting item, is the new Well 2 building. The concrete was completed on May 24th. And the construction of the building is going to be starting next week, July 22nd. The notice of exemption letter for the new well was accepted with no conflicts, which we are now able to proceed without the process of a building permit, saving the district $16,000 in permitting fees.
That's how much fee got, really?
Well, so there was a major dilemma, because basically we used the address that was on the Edison meter, right? And when we submitted the plans for Riverside County, they said, we don't recognize that address. So because that address isn't within the area of the Robertson's Rock Yard.
Yeah.
So they said, you have to use Robertson's Rock Yard address. So it went from commercial
to industrial.
So a commercial permit would have been $784. Industrial was $16,000. I said, well, let me do a little research. So we did the research and filed for the notice of exemption to not pay the permit. So that took a little bit of research, consulting with our legal firm and also with our district engineer. So we were able to proceed without any building permit. And this is the concept. This is basically what our building's gonna look like. It's tan with just the tan borders, two large garage doors and a walk-in door. So it shouldn't take any time. Once they start, it should be done in a couple of days.
And what's the size?
40 by 60.
That's what I thought.
40 by 60.
You're on it, huh?
We're on it, we got it done.
Well, I get Hugh and Evelyn, huh?
Be exciting, huh?
No, Evelyn and Evelyn are doing it?
She's doing the construction.
She's going to be the inspector. That's all I have for today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Is there another page?
I don't know.
No, there's nothing.
All right, let's move on to public comments.
Okay.
Anybody?
Oh, just get to talking about what everyone's doing. So your standby charges for all the empty lots that are on the map that goes all the way along the mountain and out there. Is there water out there past the wall now? There used to be. Do you have meters out there now? There used to be a fire hydrant out there.
Out past where?
Past the wall.
The wall.
You know where the brick wall is, where everybody's camping in the desert towards One Horse.
Everything east of Lyme, there's no water out there.
No, anything that was out there, like Dunkel Springs, there's a pipe in the mountain.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
Okay.
That's the only thing that's out there, really.
All right. And you guys have put no water in up here, but need it for all the lots over there.
Our service ends at that red house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fire hydrant right there. That's basically where our service area ends.
Because yeah. I'm the last one out there. I mean, the boys came and cut the fire hydrant past me, so I'm the only meter out there on the road on Rises.
Okay.
What street are you on?
Riza.
Oh, okay.
Riza.
Riza. Yeah, I'm called Riza.
Yeah. And I'm on the dirt road.
Uh-huh.
So I'm the only one that has a meter with her. Everybody else is counting.
You got all the lovely neighbors out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them all.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So your helicopter port that I see by the tank, that's what she was talking about. You guys have a pond up there for them to refill? Because when they were...
No, that's piped in through our reservoir.
Oh, okay.
So that's all, it's piped in through the transmission main that comes down and feeds it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got its own operating system. So when a helicopter flies over...
The hose just comes in and hooks up to it?
What's that?
The hose just comes and hooks to it?
Well, yeah. it has an antenna, so the helicopter, it's like a garage door opener, will hit a signal. The antenna will signal to the operating system. It'll operate the valve that releases water from our reservoir
mm-hmm.
that fills the heli hydrants.
Okay.
So that, and then basically the snorkel comes in and just fills up. And then when he's done, he'll hit the final button, and then it'll drain.
Yeah, because I did see the dust, so I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one on this one, and mm-hmm. there's one on the one up on the res.
Okay.
Yeah. We're one of the first ones out here.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we won't have any backfires out here, or they'll be on top of it.
They'll put them on quick with those.
They've been doing a good job lately, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, this is all burnt 3 or 4 times every year.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Right.
Then we've had, you know, arsonist kids doing it deliberately.
Yeah, I live, that's my property there on the mountain.
Okay.
Down there on Esperanza.
All right.
So I experience it all the time.
Right, so do I. Okay.
All right, no public comment? All right, we have a closed session, so thank you all for coming.
Hope you
enjoyed it. Come back again.
Joshua, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Josh,
thank
nice
you.
Meeting you.
Nice meeting you. See you guys around.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Hi,
Tara.
I own a couple of pieces of property over by the dinosaurs, and I was trying to find out what was going on in the neighborhood. And I'm going to be coming back during the next group of meetings for the enhancement of the infrastructure.
Okay.
And
for the MAC meetings?
Yeah.
And the other ones?
Take part in that and
okay.
see what's going on.
We'll be there too.
All right.
Well, so you own property over by the dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Which properties do you own?
7-5 in the parcels. Actually, I own right between the dinosaurs.
Really? Because we were looking for a parcel to put another well over in that area.
I've been working with you guys.
Okay. So
are you Bill?
End of the month.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think I remember you from years ago.
So you've been working with Travis.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a very nice guy.
Okay.
But you know how the state got love.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I was working with you guys. All right. Well, hopefully I'll see you guys at the meetings.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you for coming.
The closed session.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm sorry, before we go.
629.
Oh, you could turn that off.
Okay.